Happy Valentine's Day to my wife, Amanda. This was our song. Still is. Always will be.
That was a cool wedding. Out at the chapel at the Living History Pioneer Museum up on I-17 and just north of the highway. Yeah, I guess the Pioneer Living History exit. That's what they actually call the exit.
It is, and today they have this whole weekend going on. You just
statehood.
Type in Arizona Living History Museum, and they have just a huge agenda of events going on for historic Arizona. And like I said, it's a living history museum, so you get to see a lot of great old techniques that people used to survive before APS and CAP and SRP.
And hot water heaters.
This week in our newsletter, we highlighted a brand new partner, actually located out of that same area, the Desert Hills area, Town and Country Hauling Services. They do yard cleanup, concrete demolition cleanup, job site cleanup. So if you're just trying to get stuff clean and you don't have a truck or you don't want to beat years up doing it, they've got Bobcats, they got dump loaders, they've got everything you need to just clean up your property and get stuff out of there.
Network's growing.
Town and
Every
Country
week.
Hauling Services. Welcome to the network.
Growing in the Phoenix area as well as in the Tucson area and be growing up in the northern Arizona in the very near future. So y'all stay tuned. Use the website, rosieonthehouse.com. Plug in your zip code, what particular service you'd like to solicit a quote from, and hit search. And the three Rosie certified service providers for that particular category that you're looking for will turn up, and you'll have the opportunity to give them a call, get them to the house, and know that they have the personal certification and stamp of approval from me, Rosie Romero. Happy birthday, Arizona. Valentine's Day also is Statehood Day. Arizona's turning 105. Took us 56 years to go from a territory to a state. D.C. was a little stubborn about our request, and they kept wanting to throw us in with New Mexico, make it all one big state. Mm.
That's hard to believe our centennial was already 5 years ago. Seems like it was just last year spent all that time talking about it.
1912.
It was 5 years ago, our centennial.
1912. Actually, when we were applying for statehood, D.C. came back and said, okay, y'all can come in with New Mexico. There were 20,000 people in Arizona that voted. 16,300 said, nope, we don't want to come in as New Mexico, and 3,000 voted, yeah, that'd be okay. So 5-1, overwhelming. We officially became a state on February 14th, 1912. That is also the state of Oregon's birthday. So we share it with that.
What? Oregon became a state on
February 14th.
Not the same year, though.
Right. I don't believe it's the same year. No. President William Howard Taft signed the state signed us into statehood. And our first governor, George W. P. Hunt, which is where we went and took our family. We had all six children and all 12 grandchildren here for the holidays. And we went to the George W. P. Hunt tomb in Papago Park for our family pictures. It's a great family picture. How many are in that picture?
25, I think.
25 with the Papago Buttes behind us. It's a great family shot. If you don't know anything about George W. P. Hunt, who was the first governor of Arizona, you ought to read his biography. An extremely interesting person. Arizona only had 200,000 residents in 1912, and we were the 48th territory. And what's really scary about being 105 right now is I've been here for almost one half of that time. I'm half as old as the state. I love Arizona.
Do you know what Arizona came from? What does Arizona mean, the name?
According to Marshall Trimble, there's about four different theories on that.
Yeah. Did we ever decide which one, or did he just cover all four?
I think the one Marshall Trimble goes to more often than not is it's a Native American It's a European ruination of a Native American word that actually means resting place.
Mm.
I believe that's Marshall's official, and I cannot remember the Native American word. But
is it resting place or small spring?
I
remember the same thing you do. There's a variation, a European variation of a Indian word, but I remembered it as small spring, and it had to do with a very small spring down on the Mexican-Arizona border where you would find a small spring. I don't know. Resting place, small spring.
I'm asked all the time at Rose on the House Remodeling, how much should a project cost? Well, we're going to cover that in the 10 o'clock hour. Y'all stay tuned. Craig Webb, editor of Remodeling Magazine.
Text 411-923 Coyotes if you want the tickets. That's all you got to do. Text Coyote to 411-923.
Special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.